And welcome to your news for this hour. This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Also by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. It's Fall Frenzy today. I just thought we should highlight that. And thank you to Bill for covering that for us. Search efforts continue for 36-year-old Raymond J. Babbitt of Owendale, with a larger search set to expand today. Christian Aid Ministries Search and Rescue, an all-volunteer professional group from Ohio, will lead the effort. About 20 to 30 members will arrive with their own equipment, vehicles, and command trailers, supported locally by Huron County Sheriff's Office and Owendale Fire. This will be the seventh organization to assist in this case. Babbitt was last seen Monday, and authorities say evidence suggests he may have been voluntarily taken out of the area. Previous assistance has come from Michigan State Police, Warren Police, Sanilac, and Oakland County. The Reese Public School District held a special board meeting earlier this month. Discussions included student cell phone use, potential policy changes, bandwidth issues, and firewall systems to manage traffic and block sites. Carrie Messing will present current security measures and procedures in a closed session to ensure the district's network is protected. The group also approved new hires, Allison Freeman as GSRP lead teacher, Sherry Whitwell as fourth grade teacher, Stephanie Hubbard as recess aide, Clark Pitcha as athletic coordinator, and bus drivers Scott Creel and Grace Curtis. Resignations were accepted from Jamie Stallmeyer, Directors of Operations, and Heather Vow, recess aide. A woman visiting from Hawaii was fatally hit while riding her bicycle along M25 in Sanilac County Tuesday morning. Authorities say the 60-year-old was traveling south near Dowington Road in Forrester Township around 11 a.m. when she was struck from behind by a southbound pickup truck. She was airlifted to McLaren Lapeer Region Hospital, but later died from her injuries. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office is investigating and will submit reports to the prosecutor's office to determine if charges are warranted. And coming up, we have a quick message from our sponsors at Mackenzie Jewelers. So stay tuned. Your news will be right back.
At Mackenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At Mackenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With Mackenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of Bad Axe, or go to mackenziejewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, now proud to say celebrating 40 years of serving our community.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Welcome back. Former Saginaw Mayor Wilmer Jones Ham, the city's first female mayor, is being remembered this week. Ham served from 2001 to 2005 and passed away September 8th of 2025 following a medical emergency. Her godson, Benjamin Smith, reflected on her three decades of service, highlighting achievements like revitalizing the Genesee Corridor, restoring neighborhoods, and promoting unity across the city. Smith said Ham promoted unity and consistently worked to serve others to have them accept the unity that is being promoted, with many remembering her as uplifting and encouraging in those moments. Huron County has a new 73B District Court judge. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Julian Ferris to fill the probate judge position. The appointment covers a partial term set to expire January 1st of 2027, replacing David Harrington, who retired after 18 years on the bench. Ferris of Bad Axe holds a bachelor's in early childhood education from the University of Georgia and a doctorate from Florida Coastal School of Law. She is a partner at Ferris, Schwelder, and O'Mara, and specializes in family and probate law, and previously worked as an associate attorney in Atlanta. She also serves on the Thumb Area Transit Board and is currently a member and former president of the Huron County Bar Association. The Michigan Secretary of State sold bulk personal data, including driver and vehicle information, to corporations and credit bureaus nationwide from October 2023 to September of 2024, generating about $1.29 million. These sales are legal under state law. However, privacy concerns have been raised over the lack of opt-out options and use of data for marketing. Legislators are considering new laws like the Michigan Personal Data Privacy Act to strengthen protections against data sales and unauthorized use. The practice remains under scrutiny amid ongoing debates over privacy and consumer rights. For the full article, head on over to thumbnet.net. And hundreds gathered Wednesday evening on Uptown Drive in Bay City for the United Way of Bay County's fourth annual largest table fundraiser. More than 300 guests enjoyed dinner, live music, and conversation at one continuous long table along the riverfront. Each ticket purchased also provided a matching ticket for a local family struggling to make ends meet. The evening featured pizza, local drinks, ice cream, and entertainment from Empty Canvas, with donations supporting United Way programs in youth development, health, and financial stability. Organizers say the event helps bring the community together, and they plan to expand it in future years. We'll be right back with our news. First is a message from our sponsors at AVS Tech Team.
If you were told the lock on your door will break on a certain date, you'd replace it ahead of time, right? Well, something similar will happen soon to your computer if it's still using the Windows 10 operating system. On October 14th, Windows 10 computers will no longer receive security patches. Microsoft has set that date for Windows 10 to become obsolete, which will open the door to hackers, malware, viruses, and spyware. So now you're asking what you can do to stay protected. The answer is to upgrade your existing computer to Windows 11, if it's capable. Not sure if you can upgrade? Visit the AVS Tech Team. We'll provide you with options free of charge. If you need a new computer to stay secure, the Tech Team has a selection of capable and affordable desktops and laptops. Stop by our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky today, or give us a call at 888-282-4943. AVS Tech Team, serving your technology needs since 2008.
Welcome back. Lexington Fire Chief Keith Radke has resigned after more than 20 years with the department, including 8 years as chief. His resignation took effect September 16th. Radke says the village council forced his departure without explanation, accusing members of secrecy, lack of transparency, and ignoring the needs of the fire department. He also claimed false accusations against him and his crew were never addressed. The village council has not issued a comment yet. Radke's resignation has raised concerns about governance, morale, and future leadership for the part-time department, which serves about 4,500 residents. Experts say transparency is essential in public safety leadership to maintain trust and effectiveness. For that full article, head on over to thumbnet.net. A Saginaw man who shot himself after fatally shooting his wife has admitted to the crime in open court. 61-year-old Michael A. Glenn entered a no-contest plea September 16th to second-degree murder and felony firearm in the death of his wife, Dominique Watson. Glenn was found back in February inside their East Side home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound next to Watson's body. His plea came the same day his trial on an open murder charge was set to begin. Under the deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss that original charge. And the village of Sebring is alerting residents that the Sebring Light and Water will be flushing hydrants and exercising valves throughout the village. The work will take place Monday, September 22nd through Friday, October 3rd. Residents with questions or concerns are asked to contact the Sebring Light and Water office directly at 989-883-2700. That is 989-883-2700. And Michigan lawmakers are under pressure as the October 1st deadline approaches to finalize the state budget after missing their own July deadline. Historically, budget deals come together late in September, and this year, Republicans and Democrats are showing signs of renewed talks. Senate Republican leader Eric Nesbitt is calling on Democrats to negotiate on fixing roads, prioritizing education, and respecting taxpayers. Democrats, meanwhile, are hearing demands from school districts for funding clarity. Representative Donnie Steele says a final budget must address infrastructure and education needs without raising taxes. With Republicans controlling the House and Democrats the Senate, partisan divisions are making negotiations difficult. A failure to reach a deal by October 1st risks a government shutdown, something Michigan has faced only briefly in 2007 and 2009. Lawmakers continue to work against the clock to avoid disruptions to roads, schools, and public safety across the state. And the St. Clair County's Sheriff's Drug Task Force made three arrests this week after multiple investigations into methamphetamine distribution. On September 17th, officers served a search warrant at a home on Abbotsford Road in Clyde Township. Methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were seized, and 73-year-old John Ross was arrested. Later that evening, a second warrant was executed on Kilgore Road in Wales Township. Officers seized meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. 64-year-old John Fix and 56-year-old Teresa Antwerp were taken into custody. Charges include possession and distribution of meth, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The task force says it remains committed to removing narcotics from the community and targeting the root cause of drug distribution. The Wells Township Board of Trustees discussed several road issues during this month's meeting. The board agreed not to submit a speed study request after a resident complained of excessive speeding on Riley Road between Frode Road and Plain Road. Supervisor Carmen Stevens reported that the Tuscola County Road Commission will be conducting a study at Herd's Corner Road and Bevins Road following multiple accidents at that specific intersection. The board also directed the supervisor to send a letter to Laura Killinger about a burnout party held at Riley and Frode Roads. The letter will warn that if the township receives a bill for damage or repairs at that intersection, Killinger will be responsible for paying it. And that brings us to the end of our news for the hour. But first, we have a quick message from our sponsor at Bresky Siding.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
We are currently at 69 degrees here in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, weather, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. Fortunately, we have no obituaries at the time, so I'm going to send it on over to our man, Steve Adamson, for the weather. Steve, how's it looking?